Hello, everybody. This is Marianne from Boom Studios.
If you're listening to this, then you've signed up to the Boom Website Club. If you're listening to this, then you are working really hard on your website at the moment. This recording was taken in January 2021, when we had a lot of time to think about website design and making our work digital. And this is a recording of a workshop that took place in the studios. So the recording quality is not quite up to scratch, and it's also a little bit jumpy where I've edited it down. You might have your list of five things that you stole. So that could be a good place to start. Where for me, this is for me, and I suppose I'm thinking I kind of know what you know what this process is, so it's maybe different, but so I'll show you and then you can change it. But what you want to do is think about where your customers or your audience or your people that are finding you on the web are going to come to first. So it's called your landing page. So on Boom, that's the page with the building on it. So start at the top. So just do a square at the top of the page or post it out at the top of the page. And that's your landing page. Was it Chantal had quite a good landing page? It was one image, maybe 150 words, and that was pretty much it. So there's going to be some terminology as well, which might be handy to make a note of. So your landing page is kind of just your hello, I'm. You're not asking people to buy at this point. You're not asking them to do anything, but what you do want them to do is to come into your website. So it's almost like the front door of your website, you know, or your shop window, your shop front. So it needs to be inviting for people to come into. So you can start by drawing that at the top of your page. Yeah, so that's where people will land in. So a lot of websites have a heading at the top of the page. And then underneath the heading, there may be two or three words, which could be something like gallery or blog or shop. And this is called navigation. So it's where people can continue their journey through your website. So we'll just go, okay, on this landing page is just going to be an image and some text. So those four words are going to be four pages on your website. So
that's navigation.
Yes.
Four words. I'm not, okay. I can't count. So those are lots of the four.
You might not have four. You might have two or three or something like that.
So there are the squiggly bits, the image.
Yeah.
Then one is the biography. Two. Oh, no, wait a minute. You've got the squiggly bit, navigation. So I have got, so to speak, artworks, the image, which I know is, it's simply a squiggle, multicolored. Then got the studio, biography, artworks, which are subdivided into oils, acrylics, mixed media, sculpture,
okay.
And then work and develop, months,
okay.
And rehomed work.
Because it also allows me, if there are things that I want to show people, but I don't want to sell them,
yes.
I'll call them rehomed.
Yeah.
They won't need
so it's almost like your, is it catalogue or portfolio kind of thing?
So it's the studio,
yeah.
The biography,
yep.
And then the artworks themselves.
Yep, so you're on your navigation would be artworks, and then when you go into that page is when you can have divide
yes.
it into your media.
And then the work and development.
Yep. So on the bottom of that page, you might want to think about what's there. So contact, and then
the studio, and then the mobile and Facebook,
and so yeah, social
and
media.
Also a note for
so
the
yeah, app. You might want to have on your landing page your contact and your social.
Yeah.
Thinking about our plan for our website, so then we're going to focus on the navigation pages. So if you've got four, so whatever you have, just put four boxes or three boxes underneath your landing page.
So we're going to draw it, and it's almost like a map. So we'll start working on paper, and then later on we'll slip on to the actual website stuff. So you might want to think about the five things that you liked from other websites. as a starting point.
Yeah.
But what we're thinking of at the moment is the function. Yeah. We're not thinking about how it looks at the moment. We're thinking about that's what it actually needs to do. So it's the impression you want to make. You know, it's kind of like your first impression. Think about those 6 seconds. And you need to think about what you want to have on that. So kind of standard format is where we're starting at is your header at the top of the page, which would be the name of your art practice or your name, maybe. Or if you work more with the brand, it could be a logo. But you want it to clearly say, you know, what this website is at the top. You would probably have an image and then a piece of text, maybe no more than 150 words, just to briefly introduce you. So this is where you might want to move to like an A4 page if you think there's going to be a lot on it, or I've got some of these post-it notes as well. There also might be a to-do list appearing alongside. So I don't have an artist CV. So that means that's on the to-do list is the art CV. So some of the other things.
But I've decided to go first to the studio. And then if people are further interested, then they buy biographical stuff. And then the artworks are split into oils, acrylics, mixed media and sculpture. Then there is work in development, which will be historical. So if anybody's interested in how any one of these daft things develop, you'll see some of the stuff in there. And then there'll be new work, because again, I always, for the most part, photograph stuff ongoing for my own interest. And what's the last one? Oh yes, rehomed work, which is the few objects that I have sold and have photographs for, I'll put in there, but also anything I want to show.
How much time a week do you want to spend on your website? Working with it ongoing, it might be zero. What you're saying there is you're going to put up the work that you have in progress and document it. That's going to take you time. Either at the end of a project, maybe, to reflect back on it, or so it's just something to think about as well. Is that
it's going to emerge how awkward or how difficult it is to work on this.
Yeah. So it's something to bear in mind with as well at this stage. Is like, you know, how it might be that you want to put this website up and that's it, done. You know, and you might go back to it like this time next year and refresh it, or it might be something that you do want to, like I say, weave into your practice, and it becomes very much
right.
Part of your practice.
I mean,
as well.
Okay, what you're tapping into, I will invest in it for a year, and I will then watch what I do and what happens. And if nothing happens, or I don't do anything more to it, I find this whole way. I mean, I was aware of this whole way of doing it is stimulating. Mm.
Les, do you want to share what your navigation?
Obviously some striking images. What I would like to do is have headers, footers, and menus on every page, so that you don't have to keep constantly going back to the home page to go anywhere.
Yes, that's a really good point. So your navigation will always be at the top of
And the gallery bit, for instance, would be a drop down menu, so sort of the bio statement page. Just basically on a bio page.
And what you need is your multicolored jumper.
Exactly. But basically, I'm going to do my sort of thumbnail images, which will then drop down to larger images. It's, and then you can go from there to the shop where it could be an off-site for selling, whatever. Oh, classic workshop. Some sort of an image there. That one more than likely would be a photograph of a workshop scenario type thing. And then again, I want to have a menu within that page, so that you can link from that to a description of each of the classes or workshops. And then from there, I've drawn a dotted line there because I could be going off-site to Eventbrite or Boom or whoever for your booking. And also, I'd like to have a blog page of some sort.
Just I want to keep it simple. Landing page, just go into my name, art. I do two things. I do painting and ceramics, so and a short bit about myself, and then what I, social media contacts and so on. And then have in the other pages, one, a gallery for painting, a gallery for ceramics. I guess you can
thumbnail those and then make them bigger. You can do that, can't you?
Yes, yeah.
And then a blog page, I like the idea of that. So, it's like a wee diary, isn't it, of it what is, you're doing. Yeah.
What you can do as you're going through this is think about what you want to ask people who are looking at us.
Yeah.
So it might be that you're asking them to find out more about your work and about the stories behind the work.
Right. You want them to buy something. So you can think about what's that process. So actually that takes us on quite nicely. What we have now is a structure. It's almost like a skeleton of our website. Yeah. How are you getting on, Ina?
Writing ideas down rather than doing it kind of in a structure. But what I would like on my landing page is my name and artwork, and then the navigation to about me, mm-hmm. and then therapy, art classes and workshops, yoga for adults and children, and then a gallery of professional work for sale, mm-hmm. but also my personal artwork as well, because it. And at the very end, just like everyone else, contact and social media platforms.
Okay. So the interesting thing about you, Una, is you need to communicate to organisations.
Yes.
As well. So because you're providing a service, you're providing an art therapy service. So it's just for you to think about.
Okay.
So you might want to think about how and what would an organization want to see. So with your website, you can have pages that are visible, that are like these navigation pages, but you can also have pages that are, it's called unlinked. So they're on your website, but they're almost a little bit buried. They're not easy for the public to find. But you can have your web address for that page. So that could be, and it's just a link that you can share specifically for those clients, targeted specifically to that service. Well, what I was gonna suggest as homework for next week, bigger homework, but you probably all have this anyway, is to have three pieces of text. So one that's maybe an A4 page. So there's three stages, like 500 to 600 words. And then let's go half that. So 500 words, 250 words, and 100 words.
Yeah.
So your 100 words, it's a 100 word bio. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And that to get to the 100 word bio is really challenging, actually. The about you. So it's what. So you can break it down into the who, what, where, when, why, if that helps, your five W's. So it's your art, it's your artist statement, and then a short artist statement, and then a 100 word statement. Yeah. Sorry, it's five W's and an H. It's who, what, where, when, why, and how for next week, because that will give you your content then on for your actual website to plug in. They will have, I'm just trying to think of the right word. So it's almost like a format, yeah. So that's already in place for you. And that's what makes these web building services really, really easy to use, is they're doing half of the process for you. So this isn't the template, okay? This is the different types of pages you can add into your website, okay? So Jane's looking at me blankly. It will become clearer when you're actually in using, okay? For types of pages, the formats, there's different formats which are appropriate and make the job easier for you to use. So for example, your shop, yeah? So your shop needs to have payments in there in some shape or form. So on Squarespace, it's called a commerce page. And basically it's the structure is there for you. So all you have to do is plug in the image, a description of what it is you're selling, and the price and how many you've got to sell. Okay, so that's already done for you. So you have to put that information in.
It costs more to have a
Obviously it'd be different for different web providers, but that's the website, sorry, the workshops and craft fairs and events is a calendar page. But a calendar page is so somebody could go into January and see this is what's happening in January. At the moment the calendar page is a bit blank. Your about page is a standard text page. And then what you can do, what you should be able to do is add in images into that page as well. So your blog page, and so that could be your work in progress. So your contact page, again, that'll be set up. So it's just a matter of putting the information in. Like, so you're paying for this service, so use it, don't struggle with it, I suppose is where I'm getting to. So they have designed these things so that they're easy. So don't always go to the blank page. You know, and don't be scared to try things as well, because it'll might suggest things for you to try and use and stuff. Now we're going to flip our thinking a little bit, so you should have the basic bones there. We're going to flip our thinking a little bit now, and we're going to put on, and what is the journey that I'm going to go through the website? Okay, so as a gallery owner, I want to know what type of work this person produces. I might want to know where they are in the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also might want to know not every story about every work, but I maybe want to pick up how they talk about, how this artist talks about their work.
A private client wanting art therapy.
And actually draw on where they're going to effectively. So draw how they might move through your website.
The person that's coming to look at my website is a private client. So, so I have to kind of take into consideration that when it's a really scary process, so you want it to be as simple as possible. They'd want to know who I am and what do I specialize in. So that would need to be very clear on the art therapy bit and my approach to therapy as
so
well.
So a bit about the therapy process.
I think the price needs to be really clear, because, and how do I contact Una? A signpost to the referral form.
Yes, I think so my landing page would be very important to have a couple of sentences. Yeah, so something along the lines, if you would like a personal art therapy service.
Yes, insurance and qualifications.
The professional body, it's like counselling, the professional body you belong to.
I mean, that could be something interesting to have, like almost like icons along the bottom of, you know, the symbols or the brands of the professional bodies running along the bottom of your page, maybe.
But on the landing page, just a few sentences, and then maybe the link to the art therapy section if you want to hear more about this. Do you think that would
be? Think about how you talk to people on an everyday basis. Yeah, so would you say, here's my artist biography, or would you say, here, this is about me? So, you know, you can make your website quite personal and quite friendly. It doesn't have to be formal. Let's touch on something called integrations. Not a good word,
right?
I can just feel everybody go, that's a really good example, is your supplier. There are some great services now that can supply the printing and shipping. It's a separate website, but it links back into your own website. So the payment process, you would still have the product on your website, and the payment process would go through your website, but it's called fulfillment. So the product would be fulfilled by a third party, and they would ship it to your customer.
And that would be linked surely to your shopping page?
Yeah, so it'd be linked to your shopping page. So again, it's going up a level in what you want your website to do, but it's good to have that knowledge that that's there in the future, and that can be done. So perfect for, I mean, you've seen some of the stuff that I've done anyway, but it's perfect for cards, museum quality prints is where it was raised. So basically integrations are an other service that sits in your website, connects into your website, and it can be anything from commerce, which is kind of the most obvious one for us, but it could also be your accountancy. Google sits in behind your website and provides you with that more professional looking email. You can do the booking links, so you could have allocated appointments per week. So it means that it all happens a lot more automatically. So you can decide whether you want to do that. If you start going,
but just to introduce the idea of templates, so I need to go back. Once you've gone through the process of putting in your email and setting up your account with Squarespace, you'll probably see a version of this that's blank because you've got no websites, or it might have a prompt to ask you to set up a website. So I'm just going to go up. So we're going to go into create website up here. We were talking about the page formats earlier on. So templates are different. The template is about the design of your website. So Squarespace, Wix, WordPress will have templates that you can select from. And it makes the process very, very straightforward. Okay, so this is going through that process. It's suggesting some types of templates and it's giving us some what they might look like. Right, so while it's loading, can you see these icons up here in the corner?
Yeah.
So that's the different views. So this is what it'll look like on a desktop, on a computer. This is what it'll look like on an iPad, and this is what it'll look like on a mobile phone. I mean, most services will provide it now, but you want it to design the mobile site for you as well, the mobile phone site as well. So we've got our homework for next week. So next week we will start, maybe have a look through the templates and pick a template. And then next week we'll start actually putting things on it. So next week you'll need to have some text and maybe some photographs. Thank you.